Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Larker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseborough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Gilliam moves to second. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw bunts in front of the plate. Roseboro fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larker throws the ball in to Gilliam, who relays the ball to Neal, who tags Aparicio trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Phillips moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gilliam moves to third. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Neal scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 1 in the game. Larker hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Hodges reaches third base with a triple. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Dodgers nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 1 in the game. McEnany takes first base on ball 4. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 0 in the game. Shaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Gilliam steals second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 2 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 2 in the game. Larker hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Maury Wills. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer pinch runs for Chuck Essigian. Duke Snider pinch hits for Sandy Koufax. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Padres pinch runs for Duke Snider. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Padres moves to second. Al Smith now playing left field. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Padres moves to third. Gilliam moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing shortstop. Stan Williams now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw bunts towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Neal covering, for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 3 in the game. Moon hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 3 in the game. Larker hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moon moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Don Demeter. Billy Pierce now pitching. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is walked intentionally. Carl Furillo pinch hits for John Roseboro. Dick Donovan now pitching. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furillo hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Rapolsky now playing right field. Joe Pignatano now catching. Wally Moon now playing center field. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Larry Sherry pinch hits for Stan Williams. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 0. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.